street. And then just over there onto that property and stop it. And then if the developers want to do anything else, it'll be up to them to build their sewer to get to that. But that's something that Mr. Ziegenfuss had talked with Terry about, and Terry brought it to my attention. They don't have any cost yet. They don't have any engineers as they actually looked at it yet, but that's something that they would like to look at that might be coming before us here in the next few months. Then finally, Bull Creek Village, their system's in pretty good shape down here at Bull Creek, but what they'd like to do is that they would like to develop a GIS system for their collection system and their pump station sites. They are talking with one of the area engineers about assistance in doing that. I had recommended to James, their operator, that he meet with Brad and Alan down at the sewer district and kind of see what they've got going on. They don't need anything as elaborate as that, but a person, they start talking about GIS and just a computer display with a map on it, but there's a whole lot more data that's on that map that you can add to a GIS system. And a lot of folks that haven't been around it don't really understand what all you can really do with it. So I met with Alan and looked at what the sewer district had. But that's something that they would like to do within their village. And like a lot of smaller entities, the construction plans have got misplaced or lost or damaged over the years, so this would give them a way to have to get out and locate their manholes, their get actual location of the sewer lines, and then get that on a digital format to where it hopefully copies of that can be put in a safety deposit box or something, so they can have good information for years to come on where their sewer lines are located. But they're looking at $20,000. You know, and that's an estimated cost. We don't know the true number yet on that. But that's one of the projects that they would like to do. I haven't got any paper from Bull Creek yet, but in talking with them, that's what they bring up. So that could be coming before the commission in the next few months. So we've got a lot of stuff going on with the incorporated areas. You know, basically everybody's doing fine and in real good shape except for Rockaway. And, you know, one of the positive things is Mr. Collis, the citizen down there, the mayor's put him in charge of watching the plant, so that's one good thing. And then, now they've got an operator down there that's experienced and already seeing some improvement, even though they got a long ways to go. But I believe that they'll get it straightened out down there. You know, it's not an option to let it go on like it was. That's just not an option. But you have any questions?
Yeah, I've got one, and then I think it's the main one is how far from the $4 million limit that the commission put on the incorporated areas are we with all these 1.2s and 1.4s and $1.6 million projects, and those are to be evaluated by you, John, and brought to us so that we don't we're not experts in the field of the sewer treatment program, but as you read all these numbers off, I can see that they probably extend the $4 million that we budgeted to start off with.
Yeah, right now we've got about $1.2 million that's left uncommitted. We have several projects submitted by incorporated areas. The city of Hollister submitted several. They've pushed a couple of those back that they didn't feel that they was necessary. So what I do is I have a spreadsheet that shows pending shows projects we're currently that we've approved funding agreements on, and then the rest of the projects that any incorporated area submitted. So right now we're, like I said, we're about 1.2 uncommitted. With Rockaway and some of the other issues, we could get close to that. And I watch that. I mean, if I get to $4 million, you know, if Hollister comes in before Taneyville or vice versa, but there again, I have to look at what's an imminent project and what's a system improvement project and what's a nice project. You know, we don't really need it, but it'd be nice if we had it. So I have to kind of make a decision on what has to occur. So I'm watching that. Rockaway is one of them deals. You know, they do have some money in their reserve fund, which that's what that money's for. But you know, it's hard to say with them. The other entities, when I get to that dollar amount, I don't think I can approve any. I mean, we can bring them before y'all, and I'll let you know that, you know, here's where we're at, and here's where we're at with the money. And so is there any, is that basically that? When we hit 4 million or?
No, I just, you explained it, the needs and wants. There's lots of needs out there, and there's lots of wants to make things better. We need the needs first and then worry about the wants later. And, I mean, you give a pretty updated environmental services update. So I think we pretty well know now where we're at. I don't think we need to. But on some of the other things, we would probably go into a contract on the wants in an executive session and have a discussion mm-hmm. about what's really has to be put in mm-hmm. location. So I'm fine with your update. I think you give a pretty extensive one.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm watching that. You know, and that's what it kind of come down to. He's kind of looking initially at adding up, you know, and having an emergency fund. He's kind of looking at $5.5 million. We've settled on 4, and that's where you just got to start making those decisions. You know what has to be done. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I have next the 911 road sign discussion.
Are you the person that's on the agenda for this?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And just... We need to hear from other persons. Are we going to hear from him and then hear from others, or how are we going to do this?
You can skip us until later, the way the agenda is written, but the general public is here if you want.
Oh, no. He's talking about with the same issue.
Could you go ahead and identify yourself and your address?
My name is Don Wasileski. I live at 5061 State Highway T.
Go ahead.
Okay. Gentlemen, as I said, my name is Don Wasileski. I've prepared a statement to read today. With me is my wife, Tamara, and our 3-year-old son, Walker, and our 2-year-old son, our 2-year-old daughter, Emma. I'm going to address the letter that was just handed to you. First, thank you for taking the time to listen to our concerns regarding the road sign entitled Harding Boulevard, which sits exactly 5 miles from the T Highway and 76 interchange. Before I begin, I would like to address the ownership of the property that my wife and I currently live at, 5061 State Highway T. My wife's parents, Marvin and Cheryl Knott, own the property and have purchased it for us, so when the time comes, we will inherit the property. I provided you a notarized letter from Marvin giving my wife and I explicit permission to discuss the property, its curtilage issues, and the road sign in question, and I provided you that signed document. Second, I would like to explain a brief synopsis of the person standing before you today, or sitting. My family has not lived here in Branson for the last 150 years or so. We're not politically connected and do not have an abundance of wealth. In fact, both sides of my family immigrated to America in 1912 to Ellis Island. They came here for a better life and fought when necessary to defend that life. Tamara and I moved to Branson in May of 2015. We have been on our property for exactly 1 year now. Who am I? I'm a probation and parole officer for the Department of Corrections, and I serve in Taney County. I work with the addicted and mentally ill members of our community to make our county a better and safer place to live and work. I volunteer my time as a Boy Scout leader with PAC and Troop 226, chartered at the Catholic Church in Branson. I am also on the District Committee for Membership to further grow the Boy Scouts within our county. I'm an active member of the Watchdog Program at Cedar Ridge Elementary and I coach 9- and 10-year-old boys baseball through the RecPlex. I've also performed community service through Jesus Was Homeless and work with them directly as a probation and parole officer. On top of all of this, I have 4 boys currently enrolled in the Branson Public Schools, with a 5th child still a few years out from entering school. Although I do not have the political tenacity or the generational history as others in this room, I am very involved in the community and plan on raising my family here. Now for the reason we are here. Approximately 2 months ago, I called the 911 commissioner's office and requested that the Harding Boulevard sign be removed. Nothing happened, so about 1 month ago, while I was conducting jailhouse interviews, I stopped by the office and spoke to Judy. She was surprised that the sign had never been removed and immediately picked up the phone to have this action taken. I was very grateful for her quickness in doing so. A short time later, I received a call from my wife stating that the sign had been removed. By the time I pulled into my driveway at 5 o'clock, the sign was back up. The next day, I contacted the 911 commissioner's office, and I was advised that the Harding family had raised a lot of concern over the sign coming down, and in an effort for appeasement, the sign was placed back up. At this point, I spoke with Commissioner Williams, who explained that a final decision had not been made, but that he would look into it, have the property researched, and get back with me. I'm grateful for that. I requested that I have a formal opportunity to explain to all of you the reason for my request that the sign be removed, and here we are today. At the time of the request, Harding Boulevard, although plotted, was not a designated county road, nor was it plotted on a 911 GIS map. Thus, there was no particular reason to keep the sign raised. There was, however, a significant reason to have it taken down. And that was my son, Walker. This all started in May 2015 when my wife had moved down here. I was left in Troy, Missouri, to finish the repairs on the house prior to placing it on the market. I had received a frantic call from her stating that Walker had taken off and they couldn't find him. Eventually, he was located, ironically, at the Harding household about 100 yards down on T Highway. He had been walking down the highway. The responding deputy accused Tamara of extremely poor parenting and threatened to call DFS to have our children removed from our residence. Having been a police officer myself in the past, I understood the situation the deputy was in. But I also knew my wife was a good mother, and there are no hard feelings. We are grateful to the Harding family for keeping our son safe, who at the time was 2 years old. Walker had a history of walking away from the safe areas, and he has been a very difficult child to raise. After this incident, however, we also knew that he would get into cars and could be easily apprehended should the wrong person stop to help him. Throughout the past year, we have had several vehicles drive down our driveway, which is partially shared with Harding Boulevard, to only realize they made a wrong turn. This significantly scares us due to Walker still exiting our house at times, only to be found hiding in the bushes near our front porch or playing in the shop which sits next to our house. When our first request to have the sign removed was made, we had concerns for Walker getting into an unknown car that made a wrong turn. In essence, it was a privacy concern for us, but more so as a concern for Walker's safety. When the second request was made a month later, many more things had made sense. Walker was diagnosed autistic. They said that he was highly intelligent but socially impaired.
Sir, just so you know, this is broadcast, recorded, and public. So be aware of that with anything that you...
I understand.
I just want to give you a heads up on that because...
I appreciate that. The only concern I would have is that, if possible, my home address be...
It's already out there.
Okay,
it's
It's...
That's why I was kind of wanting you to be aware that it's being broadcast live right now.
Okay. Well, that would have been the only concern I had. Everything else I'm willing to disclose. They said he was highly intelligent but socially impaired. With a lot of therapy and intervention early on, he stood a good chance of becoming a strong contributing member of society. One of the traits, however, in his diagnosis was very clear. Many children with autism, including Walker, will, for no apparent reason, walk away from a safe zone and not stop walking. Things made more sense now, and it sparked me to make the second request to Judy in her office that day. Walker has also signed up for a program called Project Lifesaver. the director of the Resource Center for Developmental Disabilities and